Yeah, we're good. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Meh.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 131 for April 29th, 2017. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Boop Show, episode 131. As I mentioned before, it's me, Scott Johnson, with him, Brian Dunaway.
We're back.
What's going on, brother?
Well, there's been some gaming this week.
I'll tell you what, there has been, for sure. Before this show, there was a whole lot of tech support going on. We had to dick with a bunch of audio stuff, which, you know, listen, people don't see the underbelly of podcast work as much as they maybe should. Sometimes it's a pain in the a.
Oh, we should have recorded that part, right?
Yeah, why not?
It would have been a snooze fest.
We could have sold it as a free add-on for all these struggling podcasters out there trying to make their way in the world today, giving it everything they've got. Anyway, hey, we're back. It's time to talk about some stuff. It's been an interesting week. It was Mario Kart week, you know.
And, number 8? Yeah. Is that correct?
Well, 8, but, you know, 8 was on the Wii U, so this is technically still 8, but 8 Deluxe, which means... all
it
that
has lettuce and tomato.
Well, there's more stuff, you know, like all the unlockable DLC style stuff, extra characters, bikes, cars, stuff like that. That's all here just out of the gate. You don't have to unlock any of it or anything. One other change that happened midway through regular 8 on the Wii U was the bump up to 200cc speed, which is insane and ridiculous.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's just breathtakingly, stupidly fast. I can't really even play it. But anyway, I had that version, and so I have some pretty good comparison to this new one for the Switch, and it's pretty much the best Mario Kart you can get. I mean, all the what made 8 great is there, including Luigi's weird death stare when he drives past you. stuff. So
what a great internet meme that turned out to be.
It really did. It was something else, and yeah, it's good. Now, it just came out yesterday, so I haven't had a ton of time with it, but I was able to do some single-player stuff and tried to do online multiplayer. That shit was down all day. I guess too many people trying to hit the servers, whatever, right? That happens. We did have this kid over yesterday who was hanging out. He's 12, and he came in here acting like he hadn't played Mario Kart in a long time. You know, it was looking like a pretty easy squash for me. I was just going to go, yeah, come here, kid. Let me show you a thing or two here on the Mario Kart. Fired that thing up. Made him use half a Switch Joy-Con. Turned sideways and everything. And I whipped out like a big old pro controller, you know. And I'm thinking, right, I'm just going to work this kid. And damn it, he just creamed me.
You got the color with Mario Kart, right? You got grifted.
Yeah, I completely got grifted. It was like watching that old Color of Money movie, except not pool.
Exactly.
It was bad. Anyway, it was really, really fun. Now, what really jumped out, the big difference here is they completely expanded out and blown up the battle mode, which is like, hey, the various things like capture the shine, or you've got balloons on the back of the thing, so you have limited lives, or... it's like arena fighting, basically. It's like an arena shooter, but you're on carts. And that was an old favorite in the N64 version, was it? I think.
I don't know. If you go a little higher, maybe we can. It'll transpire.
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. I think it was N64. maybe GameCube. I don't remember. But battle mode's much beloved by many people. It's not just simply racing. It's, you know, run around and shoot each other, kind of Quake style on your cars and bikes.
Yes.
And it's pretty badass. So.
Verified battle mode is the one I remember the most is from the N64 version.
Okay, so I was right in my head anyway. That's good. But it's real, real fun and super frenetic and bananas, and there's lots of options how to set up those games and what kind of weapons get used, and you can kind of tweak it and modify, mutate, and all that. So it's real good. There's a mode in there called, and I don't think this was on the N64. It may have been on the Wii U. I don't remember, but it's called Renegades. And it was so crazy. I can't really tell you for sure, but most of you were in your cars that you picked and your characters that you had. And then out of the front, you had one of those chompers that usually come out of the pipes.
Right.
And there, they're also a weapon in the race that you can use for a limited time. But the way they're used here is they're sticking out, and on the top of their head, they have a rotating police car siren.
Okay. And so you're like, I don't remember this from the 64, so it must be
new. Maybe Wii U. I just don't remember. But anyway, you drive around with this thing and you try to capture the renegades, and they don't have this thing on there. They're just like the, you know, they're like the dirty cons, and you're like the policeman. So you, and it's all kind of random how they get chosen. So you ride around, and when you get close enough to them, this head or this chomper goes chomp, chomps him and throws him in jail. And then the other renegades have to break them out of jail.
Oh, see, I like that because that kind of crosses the line. The at first it sounded like Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sans the chomping. But then the busting out, that's great.
Yeah, it's real good. Like a little bit of a jailbreak mod for Quake or some weird thing. It's weird how I walked away from Battle Mode feeling a lot of Quake nostalgia. I didn't expect that. Right. I came away going, oh, that part's like King of the Hill, and that mode's like da da da, da, and that one's like, it was real weird.
The balloons has always reminded me of Headhunter, kind of mods they had for Quake.
Totally, and you can steal balloons too.
Stress.
Which I've never seen before. You can run into a guy real hard, and you'll steal his balloon, which is great. Right. Anyway, it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's Mario Kart, so if you've never really cared about Mario Kart before, this is not going to change your mind, I don't think. But if you even remotely liked it from its original Super NES days on through all of its various versions, you're going to eat this up like it's the best thing you've ever eaten. It's great. it's amazing.
Ever eaten.
And it is now, by the way, a little side note, is now the number one selling video game for 2017 on Amazon, their highest selling video game.
I was reading that. I also read some information on how to save $10 off of that, and maybe we can put that in show notes later. It was some tomfoolery you have to do, but you can get it for $50. Oh, you know me. Yeah. I'm going to get a deal.
No. I don't. I never doubt your ability to find the biggest possible deal ever. By the way, I got an email from Amazon today. This is funny that you mentioned that because it says this. Greetings from Amazon.com. You saved 11 cents with Amazon.com's pre-order price guarantee. The price of the items decreased after you ordered them, and we gave you the lowest price. Here is your decrease. And it says price on the order date was $59.99. Price charged for shipping, $59.88. Lowest price before release date, $59.88. Quantity one, total savings, 11 cents. Woo!
Money spent on this email, $20.
No kidding. It just, I mean, I guess I appreciate it, even if at a low 11 cents or whatever. But if you're going to save, if you're going to shave $10 off that, shave. It sounded like I was trying to say save and said shave instead, but I really did mean shave. Anyway, you're going to save and shave $10. Well done, Brian, if you're going to buy it, I mean.
It's not even a question, and maybe they'll give me my 11 cents as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I need a little closure on that grifter before we move on to the next story. All right. So did you kick him out?
No.
What happened?
He stayed and had pizza, and we had soda here, and the kids, my kids were here, and we all just kind of hung out. He's this nice kid. How do I put this? He's a little on the scale, and I don't mean that in a rude way. He's just a little autistic, little extreme, little different, and he gets picked on a lot by his peers, and it pisses me off, so I invited him over to play Mario Kart and told the rest of them to F off. They don't get to play. He gets to play. So he came over to play, and we played for a few hours, and he had a great time.
And a few Luigi stares as he was getting pizzas.
Oh, yeah. I play Wario pretty exclusively because I love to hit, because he's just,
he is way over P and just about just way overpowered.
Yeah, and if this sounds crude to people, I apologize, but he's a dick. And
he is.
And he cracks me up because he's just always going, man, you're a cheater. Man, I'm going to win. He's just constantly complaining.
I'm going to win. Do you have a crimp or I need to adjust my mustache?
That thing, dude, that mustache is special. It does make me, every time I play him in any kind of these, you know, multi-character Mario games, I'm frustrated that he's not having his own game series again. Like, I love the WarioWare games, but that wasn't really what I was looking for. I want like some fully 3D reimagined opposite of Mario kind of platformer, 3D platformer.
Depth of story, him trying to rescue Princess Rotten Peach or something.
Yes. I want all that what's the, they have this word for this. The Superman opposite. What's his name?
Right. It's a Bizarro kind of thing. I don't know what you would call it exactly.
I think you'd call it Bizarro Mario. Yeah, because Wario is basically Bizarro Mario. He's got upside down M, and it makes Wario and his buddy Waluigi is also a dick. I just want to see those dicks do some dirt.
Why is it Waluigi? I don't want to detract from what we're doing, but why is it Waluigi? Well, I didn't understand that.
I think they wanted to put the W in there again for who knows why.
All right.
Because it should. Because you can't flip the L upside down and have it be another letter, right? It would be a right? seven, a backward
two
seven.
G.
Yeah. and why he's why he needs to exist at all is a little frustrating. But
yeah.
But yeah. I'm not a Waluigi fan. I am a huge Wario fan, though. So more Wario in my life would be great. Also, I played that top-down GTA tiny racer mode thing
in
GTA 5.
Back to the origins of GTA, right? That top-down mode.
Yeah, it's weird because it's not even the full game in that style. It's just racing, and it's on tracks. And so it looks like you're playing Micro Machines or something.
Ooh, yes.
So you've got kind of Mario Kart style power-ups, and you can shoot them at each other and set traps and drop mines behind you and all that sort of thing. And then
this looks good, though. It is visually appealing.
Oh, it's super cool. My only big complaint is when you turn, the entire map turns with you, and that annoys me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like pivoting the entire map on my turning
radius. Pivot!
But as a fan of Micro Machines, the series, and they have a new one of those coming out too soon, which I'm very excited about.
I bet there's a mode in that lets you turn your car instead of the map. What do you think?
If there's a setting, I couldn't find it. I tried to actually find it, but it's this free little add-on they put into GTA 5. I don't know if it hit consoles or not. I just know the PC version got it. It's actually a good question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's a fun little distraction. I've got this GTA 5 resurgence thing happening anyway. I think I talked about it last week, and I can't stop playing it. So I've been playing that anyway, going through the story again, enjoying the hell out of it. More than I did the first time through. I don't know why. Sometimes I think we talked about this. Sometimes I just need some space from a thing and outside of its hype cloud to reinvigorate how I feel about it.
And, right. Is it the gameplay that attracts you so much, or is it the role playing part of that?
I think it's
maybe both.
There's maybe a little bit of both. I think most of it is the gameplay. Most of it is just that game is huge and sprawling and funny and busted and ridiculous and awesome and beautiful and all these things. And also it's, for whatever reason, I've just been in this kind of gangster mood.
Yeah.
Where I want to watch like gangster movies. I want to watch Godfather. I want to see, New Jack City again.
Got some Ice Cube playing in the background.
Yeah. I've been listening to all this rap this week. Like I don't know what it is, but it's just tickling a particular need. And so, really into it. But that tiny racer mode is a hoot and worth firing up if you haven't played that game in a while. So
I haven't. I'm going to do it now.
Yeah. It's the least, I'll say this, it's the least sweary mode in the game. Like there's no other.
It would kind of put you out of the mood though, if it was too language filled, because it's an arcade mode, right?
Right.
Basically what you're doing is arcade mode.
Yeah. The rest of the game is so over the top mature that way that it's nice to have a break, I guess.
Right. You don't want a little guy jumping out of one of the cars and running across and, you know, ganking a taxi or something.
Yeah, yelling racial expletives at you.
Right, right.
But I did have, I think one of the little computer-controlled dudes may have flipped me off. I can't be sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he put his arm out of his car and flipped me off when I passed him.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Guys, check it out. It's free, it's good, and great. All right, let's dive into our first story here. Call of Duty World War II announced. This happened on Wednesday. It was actually kind of leaked ahead of time. And
yeah, we talked about it briefly.
We did. We knew it was coming. We knew there was some like sneak peeky stuff happening. But now we know everything about it, or at least as much as they're willing to let us know about it. So we'll go over the major stuff. These are the things that we know. It's called WW2. It launches on November 3rd for PC, PS4, and Xbox One simultaneous. Worldwide release. There will be a pre-order beta ahead of release, but Activision has yet to confirm any dates for that. So if you want it in early, I don't know how you're going to do it yet. Mm. But this isn't unusual. They've done this before with betas.
Right.
Most of the details that leaked days before the official reveal were later confirmed, and that includes the release date, the single-player story details, the beta, and so on. The single-player story follows U.S. 1st Infantry Division as they fight their way through the European theater of war. Missions include the D-Day invasion and Normandy. I feel like I should read this in like a 40s newsreel VO. Anyway.
We just don't call it theater of war anymore, do we?
No, we don't, because now it's just theater of the mind. And
it's a production. I mean, who's the director? Who's the producer?
That's right. Who are the actors? The players, exactly. And who is the audience? They're all dead. Anyway, D-Day invasion of Normandy, Battle of the Bulge, all that kind of stuff. It says you primarily play as a young, inexperienced private named Red Daniels.
Red.
Yeah.
Now, this makes me definitely think this is kind of a even though it's World War II, it's got a 50s or 60s kind of flavor,
maybe
right?
Maybe a little bit. Red Daniels is definitely like a later deal. But also, it's played. The kid is played by Josh Duhamel, or however you say his name. He's from the Transformers movies and that damn Las Vegas show. Do you know who I'm talking about? Good looking guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, good looking guy.
Yeah, he's the voice in there.
Sexy voice, too.
Sure.
Sure.
There's also a mission where you play ladies and you fight the French with the French resistance. So that's cool.
You play. Wait. Back up the truck.
Yeah.
So you're telling me to fight with the French resistance, you got to be a lady?
You got to be a lady to get in there and get all up in that. I think I'm, you know, here's the deal. We live in a time where, and I'm glad of this, that we get a lot of
inclusion,
more inclusion in video games where there are more female protagonists. It's not all just big brutish dudes and everything. So I like that. However, this feels like them going, all right, well, we got to do it someplace. Let's have it just be this French Revolution mission. Just right? the one. We don't want to have a character choice at the beginning of the game. We just want to have this one part, which is definitely fine.
It's definitely a tough balancing act because, I mean, in World War II, you didn't really have women fighting on the front lines. But how do you take that mechanic and really delve into that world unless you're truthful about it? And we had mostly like women in our forces anyway. They were mostly at home, very important for us. They were collecting the metal and putting metal. They were working the shops.
Yeah, they were Rosie the Riveters.
Right. They weren't front lines, but geez, they were doing a lot. But how do you have a game around that?
Yeah, you know? I'm trying to imagine a World War II game where it's just the factory people putting crap together. That would be really funny. But no, like, you know, in more recent incarnations where that's more modern and future warfare stuff in Call of Duty, it made sense that you could do more in that regard. But in this case, the freaking 40s, man.
We're going to bend history a little bit here, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Be inclusive.
Well, and if but also there's a lot of truth to the idea that the French Resistance was loads and loads of women and very wimpy Frenchmen. So there's that. Hey, also, we know this about the multiplayer, and that is not much. We know it's going to be in there, but the one thing that did leak out of it is there's not going to be a regenerating health meter.
This interests me. This is probably the most interesting aspect to me for this one to get me to play.
It's a big change. Like, you know, in the past, old school games, old shooters, and some shooters have always kind of kept this. Like, this is true of Overwatch, for example.
Yeah. Go hide behind a boulder and wait.
You go and you pick up a health pack someplace, and that's how you survive. In Call of Duty games, since at least Modern Warfare, maybe before that, you would regenerate health if you just sat in a corner and kind of chilled out a little bit. Kind of Halo style, right? Like Halo. Yeah. Halo kind of introduced that, and I think that's a cool mechanic and works for a lot of shooter arrangements. But I think World War II didn't always benefit from this feeling of like, all I have to do is hide behind this sandbag and I'll be okay. Right. Like, it's.
I think they should make it go back to the med tent.
Yeah.
You know, really. Yeah.
Or have somebody
really
come pick
really
you
up. Make you suffer.
Yeah. Yell medic, and they come pick you up and carry you, and just completely break the gameplay every time you
and
get
you
hit
go,
with a ball.
Andrew Garfield, what are you doing here?
I'm saving everybody.
Shoot.
I'm not going to, I'm not firing a single bullet.
I ain't coming out of my gun.
I just got this cool mustache and I'm just going to do work here.
I'm down with
anyway,
it.
We don't know until E3 details on the multiplayer, but one can assume various modes, probably some returning favorites, maybe even this game to feel a bit more like the old Call of Duty games before Modern Warfare, where you picked weapons up off the ground sometimes and cared about that, like that mattered. You didn't necessarily have loadouts in the way that you have them now, but they're going to put the progression system in there. I can guarantee you that.
Oh yeah.
Like if they don't do that, then what are you doing?
They got to sell their content.
Yeah, but not only that, like, I mean, people forget, but Modern Warfare 4, or sorry, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare was industry shaking, changing. Like that thing came out with that progression of unlocking stuff, kind of put an RPG in your shooter. Didn't exist before that. Like we all forget, man, go back to 2007 or so. That was the beginning of that. There is nothing before that ever tried that before.
And you may have hit the storyline. Yeah, but yeah. The mechanic was good.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, and it's stuck, and now everyone uses it to some degree. Everything uses some kind of progression in their shooters to create unlocks and bonuses and leveling. Mm-hmm. Like, that stuff's just part of it now, and those guys deserve credit. So they can't just abandon that. So those people out there going, well, it'll be like Call of Duty 1 where all you did was just shoot the things. It's not going to happen.
I like how you hear people.
That's how they sound in my head.
Right.
It's how you.
This is how I talk when I'm reading Twitter.
All right. And what I'm going to refer to as the strangest news of the week, because no one had any idea it was coming. And they've been doing this lately a lot, like kind of springing stuff on us. The NES Classic was not on anyone's radar when it got announced. Now it's not on anyone's radar because you can't find them. But
right. Sold over 2 million, right? I think that's what they finally reported, 2.3 something million.
Of the NES Classics? Really? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, they could have kept selling those. Why didn't they keep selling those?
I don't know.
Dumbasses. That's all I'm going to say about them.
They said they just didn't have enough resources to commit to it.
Okay. That's a reason, yeah. I guess.
That's the reason.
Nintendo has plenty of... Whatever. Those guys. I don't buy it. Anyway, so this week, out of nowhere, literally, like, didn't leak, nobody knew about this, out of nowhere, they announced the 2DS XL.
Right, finally.
And I need to, well, all right, I'll tell you the details, and then I need you to help me answer this. The screen size is the same as the new 3DS XL that currently exists on the market. Right. It's lighter than that system. And still has the same power, according to Nintendo, so it's got the newer chip and all that. It has the built-in NFC support for Amiibo and all that stuff. Now, if you remember, the 2DS was that weird, flat, didn't fold over wall of shame, right?
Right. Not very comfortable in the hands.
No. Just it did okay.
Screen's too small. It really is.
It was, but it sold okay. And it was good for parents to give kids who wanted a cheaper alternative that they were going to break anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
This thing is getting rid of all the 3D capabilities that the 3DS comes with, which here's the honest truth. Awesome little gimmick at first, never hardly used it.
Right.
On my 3DSs. I've had two 3DSs, the original and then an XL. I couldn't tell you the last time I played a game in 3D.
Right.
Without having my eyes hurt or something. So this actually is kind of weirdly attractive to me. Like part of it is these two models are sexy as hell. They're really good looking.
Oh, they look good.
Yeah. Nice and thin. Big old screens. The screens are nice and big. Nice clamshell design again, so you can fold that bastard. It will come here in the U.S. in black and turquoise. In Japan, there will be a white-orange version. That's the one I really want.
Right.
Because I could lick it and pretend it's a big creamsicle. Doesn't it sound good?
It does, actually. It looks delicious. Those colors are... This is really a fashion choice, okay? Because, look, we're not looking at increasing the processor speed, which I'm kind of disappointed in because I'm like, if I'm going to change out my 3DS XL, I would like to have a little more performance because, you know, things have changed since it originally launched. But I'm with you. This is definitely a fashion choice. I want that orange. I want that orange.
Yeah, the orange is good. I'll say this, though. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they're doing this. I understand that they want to keep their 3DS base happy. They want to keep making games for it. That doesn't seem crazy to me. But they've just released a very, so far, successful and continuingly successful device called the Nintendo Switch, which is both portable and home console. And I use it mostly portable, honestly. And last night we had it on the TV and it was fine, but I play it a lot just in my hands there in the bed or in the car or on the plane or whatever, right? And I could have gone south there at the beginning. But anyway, the idea that they want to come out with a brand new SKU for the 3 or for the 2DS or for the DS line is just I find it slightly strange, yet everyone's excited about it.
Right. And so I think maybe this is a kind of answer by Nintendo's philosophy, which is it seems to be anyway, only make what you're going to sell. And so I think they've probably gotten to a point where they're you know, opting and going, okay, so this device is still selling, but you know, those factories and plants have shut down for a while, and are we going to fire those back up? And what can we do to make some design choices and just manufacture maybe a little bit cheaper and maybe make a little bit of buzz?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where they're at. I mean, why make any more 3D XLs? I mean, are they really selling at this point?
I don't know. I just think nobody gives a crap about 3D. So if this is right. If this is cheaper, and that's the part we don't know, is launch price.
What do you think? 180? What are you guessing?
I'm going to say I want to say 145 or lower. It needs to be in that range, because otherwise you're just like, well, if this is half the price of a Switch, you may as well just splurge and get a Switch. You know?
Right.
If you can find one.
I would go on Price is Right with you anytime.
Yeah, let's do it. No, how's that go? How's that horn go when you lose on there? No, there's an actual.
You're right. It is. It's the most defeated sound I have ever heard.
Let's see. Lose.
Can you find it?
Sound. Yep, I think I found it. Here I'll. Yep, here it is. This is the sound of losing on the Price is Right. That was it.
Me and Blaine, nothing could feel more defeated than that sound.
Yeah, no kidding. They got some old gray-haired guy talking about spaying your neuter your animal, and then he tells you lost because you said $3 instead of $4. It's embarrassing. in related news, Nintendo confirms that no major E3 event this year, so they're not doing anything. There's no. Well, they may still do their direct like video thing. They said this last time. They're like, oh, we're not doing anything at E3. And then they did a full-on Nintendo event video thing. So I'm not so sure we won't hear from Nintendo at E3. But I don't. Maybe it's not going to be as big as anyone may have thought. And then a final note, Genyo Takeda, he is a longtime Nintendo employee, had his hands all over that company for 5 decades, 46 years to be exact.
Wow.
He was with the company. Years. Yeah, that makes you realize how long people stay at Nintendo, but how long that company's been around. It's crazy.
Right.
But he's been there and has had his hands in various things. For example, he's responsible for the design of the N64 controller and the analog stick.
Thank you.
Thus changing the world forever. Really did.
Right. It really did. You may not recognize it by going back and looking at it, but it changed.
Oh, it changed everything. It. Nobody had these before then. Like, this was the first of its kind, although... Somebody was telling me the other day that Sega's Dreams Into Nights or whatever the hell the game was called. Anyway, with the big pizza controller with the analog stick. I'm pretty sure that came after the N64, though, didn't it?
That's a good question.
Pretty sure it did.
1972 was when he started working at Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Did some arcade stuff, worked with Miyamoto on a bunch of things. He's also responsible primarily for the Wii, and that success is sort of placed at his feet. So anyway, good luck to you there, Genyo. May you find happiness in your new retirement, and may we may Nintendo find somebody to fill your shoes.
I hope you win.
Are you playing Overwatch at all?
I have not played even a minute.
You're missing out, Overwatch. Dude. You're missing out.
I know, and I just don't care. No, I do.
I think you should. Listen, I know this of you because we've talked about it a billion times. You come from where I come from, like playing Quake and it's all of its mods and Unreal Tournament. That whole era is totally up our buttholes, right? We love that thing. We love that whole time.
Absolutely. I feel it up my butthole right now.
Right. It's so good. And this game is as close as you're going to get to what feels like a natural progression of those days.
This is the honest truth about that. I am so excited about Overwatch. I refuse to play it because I know I will get sucked in, and I will not stop. It's going to be 2 weeks at least worth of just.
Yeah, you probably will. I mean, I did and have and still sort of do, but I've tried to temper it a little bit. I play more Heroes than Overwatch right now anyway, but that's partly because I have a show about Heroes. But it's real, real good. And the news today is they've surpassed 30 million players worldwide.
Wow.
They launched Overwatch on PlayStation 4, PC, and Xbox One in late May, about 11 months ago. And in that time, in less than a year, the player base has been growing at nearly a linear rate since then, with more than 7 million people playing it during its first week of release. They are now up to 30 million. This is actual players. So this isn't them saying, oh, copies sold to Walmart. That's not what they mean. They mean people that are all up in there doing it.
Right. Nothing there doing it.
Yep.
Right, right.
I think that's awesome. That game is great and deserves what it's getting. And by the way, the growth in player base is only good for their esports plans, because the bigger your player base, the more your esports succeeds. And it looks like they're doing real well with their tournament leading up to their finals this year. And all that stuff is great. So, yeah, hats off, I guess, to Blizzard for...
How long will I have to wait before I'm unique, the only person left who hasn't played Overwatch?
I think you may almost be there. I mean, well, right. All right, let's look at it this way. Of gamers who haven't played Overwatch, you're definitely in a weird, tiny minority. For people on Earth, you're still okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'll bet there's billions who haven't played it.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Let's do some math. What is that many players 30, minus
30 million is just a drop in a... I mean, you could have 30 million people disappear tomorrow in the great, what do you call that? When everyone everyone disappears and goes to heaven?
Right, the Cameroning.
The James Cameroning. No,
not James. Who's the other one? Cameron...
Diaz.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz, exactly. Cameron Diaz.
No, it's called...
You knew what I was talking about.
Yeah,
perfect.
No, no. Yeah, it's something else though. Whatever that's called.
Oh, that guy. It's called the Reckoning.
The Rapture. Okay, let's say 30 million people are raptured tomorrow. The world on the whole would barely miss them. Like, it's just not even that many people, really, in the larger scheme.
Where'd all the good people go?
But in terms of, you know, who's playing what and how much they're playing, 30 million isn't a astronomical number. And
you think any of those Overwatch players will be in the Rapture?
I think that no, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I've been watching The Leftovers on HBO. It's a great show, by the way.
So good.
Yeah, I love it. And it kind of deals with that. And I've never watched any of that Kirk Cameron garbage. So I have no idea what that stuff is. But the idea on that show is that some really good people got left behind and some really rotten people got taken. So it creates this confusion with those who are left. Yeah, it's awesome. It's a really good show. People should watch it. This is the final season and like two episodes in right now. It's really good.
Right.
What was my point? My point is 30 million people is a lot in video game terms. It is not a lot in humanity terms. I guess is what I'm saying. And you should play it, Brian. It's great. It's great.
I am going to play it. So what do you suggest? Is this PC?
PC.
Is this PlayStation 4 or PC based? What do you think?
I would play PC if that is your... If you have the option, PC 100% all the way.
All right.
If you don't
have
an option, maybe. I don't know if they've done a demo for that. They got a demo for everything else they're making. So I don't know about that actually. But it's PC if you can. Console if you have to. It's fine on don't get me wrong, as a console shooter, it's great. I just feel this way about all console shooters. My option is to have it on PC, I would much rather have it there.
Hey, they got an Overwatch weekend. I need to be waiting for the free weekend.
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time. That's true.
Yeah. Next one is November the 18th. Wow, that's a long time.
Oh, my Lord. Really?
Yeah.
They're not doing any. That can't be. They have to be doing
that. That's probably last year's. Free trial. Yeah, this is so out of date.
Oh, all right.
Free trial begins 11/18/16 at 11 a.m. PST and ends... promptly thereafter.
11/8.
So, yeah, I
it feels like 11/8 was a big day for some reason in my head.
Right.
November 8th. Let me think about why that would be. Might have been a big day for somebody. Okay. Anyway. Street Fighter V has had its share of problems. They had a bunch of launch issues. Connectivity problems, PR issues. Bunch of people who play that game professionally or competitively were ticked about a lot of stuff, and a lot of them were like, well, we'll just stick with 4 then, you buttholes. Like, a lot of issues with Street Fighter V. Capcom has not handled that scene very well, and now they have another weird little thing that happened. It's not that big a deal. I think I could see how this would happen, but also, whatever. This is what happened. Street Fighter V players notice Islamic chants in a new Buddhist temple stage. So, that seems...
Is that the call to jihad? Is that what in the background I would?
I don't know what they were doing. I mean, I don't know what they were saying, but so there was this stage. It's called the Temple Hideout.
Right.
And if you're playing on Steam, and I assume console versions, the Temple Hideout stage suddenly got pulled without any warning. It was like, it's gone.
Right.
And this was a reworked stage from Street Fighter II. It's a reworking of Street Fighter II's popular Thailand level. And it's set in a Buddhist temple. There's a big Buddha back there, right? He's got like a little coin on his head, and he's all fat.
He's got nipples and
oh yeah,
the whole Buddha play up.
Yeah, Buddha nipples, or as I call them, bipples.
Bipples, yeah, bipples.
And he's got one hand out. Like I don't know the significance. I'm not going to pretend I know.
Yeah, but, yeah. Let's not delve into that. I kind of know, but I don't want to get it wrong. So we're just going to avoid it.
Yeah,
he's not holding his hand out for $5. How about that?
Let's say that. No, I think it's for peace. It's for peace. Anyway, right. Ori wants to cup your genitals. Anyway, on
okay, so now we're going to get beheaded
on Thanks, PlayStation. Guys. Well, those are Buddhists. They don't behead anybody.
Oh, you're right.
They're going to get shunned. They love everybody. PlayStation 4, we're going to get in trouble for this conversation no matter what we say. It doesn't matter. PlayStation 4 PC version of the game, the Hideout is no longer available to purchase from the in-game store. And Capcom has now confirmed this since the story broke, and they said that they are just reworking it so the song's different. They didn't know. And the reason...
So it's just the background music,
yeah, the
right?
background music, and it's like the sound of an Islamic prayer... And it's in Arabic, and you can hear it throughout.
Right.
The problem isn't that, oh no, we've done a thing that's, you know, it's not like the world's going to fall apart. It's just they don't feel like it's respectful. So they're taking it out. Now, I guess Buddhists are just cool with dudes fighting in front of their Buddha, right? Like, hey, what's Buddhism about? You know, peace and right. tranquility and all this. Let's have Ken and Ryu freaking fight it out in front of us with a bunch of people right. cheering them on. Which a bunch of monks going, woo, go for his jugular, Haruken. It's just a weird standard anyway.
Right. But aren't the Buddhists kind of anti-tech anyway? It'd be kind of like when we pick on the Amish. I mean, for the most part, we don't see them up in arms because they don't really get on technology, and to admit they're there is, you know,
I love that idea. It's like you could walk up to an Amish guy and go, it's 4:30, time for milking, and they'll just right. go, they don't know the reference. They don't know about witness or any
about.
Of that. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know, but so you think this was? I don't think this was malicious intent. I think it was just ignorant somebody probably making some background music, wanted to layer it a little bit, went online,
found some
things, probably did a Google search on chants or something.
Yeah, probably found something he Ooh. Thought fit the mood of the
right?
of the tone or whatever, and just thought this would be perfect. And it turns out, I don't think anyone did anything malicious or was trying to stir
right.
up trouble. But
it's much more fun to think it's nefarious, though.
That's what we do in this world. We like to take things and then take them to the furthest,
right.
most extreme degree, and then upset everybody.
I'm so offended.
Yeah, that's how we work around here. Anyway, so there's that. Hey, real quick, I want to drop an email right in your lap. You ready for this?
Oh God, it's hot.
This came in from, this came to boopshow@gmail.com. We recommend you guys email us because we want to answer your emails on the air. You can also leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462 if you prefer to communicate that way. Doug from PA, that's short
PA.
For Pennsylvania, I assume, says this. Hey guys, I love that you and Brian are doing this together again. Any chance of you guys doing some streaming of games sometimes as well? That would be the bee's knees, as the kids are saying. Thanks and keep it up. Or no, thanks and keep on keeping on, says Doug from PA. Well, Doug, we used to do a bit of that back in the day.
It's fun.
The diz-ay, as the kids say. Why not? Sure. Hell yeah, we'd do that.
Last thing we played, I think, was like Tribes.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or what was it? What was those stupid action games that... Oh, man, I can't remember.
Oh, the animated... the really well animated ones.
Right.
They look like cartoons in motion, and it was from those guys that make.
This is how long ago it was.
It's the Clean Entertainment game. I can't think of the name of that game. Those games now.
Right.
It was like their first big smash hits, and then they've gone on since to do Way of the Ninja or whatever that was called. And
yes,
they're great. Those guys.
Those guys, wherever their name is.
The ones my kids are hooked on is that Stay Alive or no, Don't Die Hungry or what's it called? The weird little
don't
cartoon
starve.
Guy. The Don't Starve. That's it.
Don't Die Hungry.
I knew I was somewhere in the ballpark, but
don't go to death with an empty stomach.
Exactly. They've got a new game coming out. It's in beta right now. My favorite game they ever made, though, was a couple years ago called Invisible Ink. It was my 2015 game of the year. I loved Invisible Ink. I still play that. It's on iPads, on Steam, it's on everything. All the consoles have it. It's an amazing turn-based strategy game that requires you to play it. It's so good.
Right. Was it Shank?
Shank. That's it. Shank 1 and Shank 2. I think Shank 2 may have been the last thing we played together.
Probably so.
That sucks. That's not good that we've taken this time to play something. I mean, the game's good, but it sucks that, you know, that's all we did. So, yeah, I don't see why we couldn't do a little of that. Put a little stuff on YouTube. Do a little streaming. You can find out show schedule and plans like that over at frogpants.tv, and you can sub to that channel or at least follow it and, you know, see what's up. And yeah, Brian and I will show up on there. We'll think of something. I don't know what, but we'll think of something.
Shank 2, 12/19/2012.
Oh, my.
That's
a long time ago now.
That was a very long time ago. Oh, did you know we have a Reddit? I don't know. Are we still using it?
I don't know. Do we?
Yeah, subreddit, Boop Show.
Oh, yeah, we do have that.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I just haven't been there in a while. Yeah,
Kipper was the last person to post something there like in 2016. Shame on you, listener.
No, it's there. It's my fault. I've let the show kind of get weird, and it's been hard for people to sort of know what to do. So I don't blame them at all, but we could reinvigorate all that stuff if people are all up in that. So let me know if you want to. Again, that email address is boopshow@gmail.com. The phone number is 801-471-0462. It's going to close it out for us today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks, you guys, for the great comments this week. People seem pretty thrilled that you're back, Brian.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
I am too. I don't know. We never get to do enough together anyway, and I don't know why it took me so long to think this was a good idea.
To boop it?
Yeah, my head's dumb. But people at home, if you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more, you can find all the links to everything, what's going on at frogpants.com/boop, B-O-O-P. boopshow@gmail.com. as I mentioned before, you can find us on Twitter as well, @boopshow. You can also find Brian at @TheBrianDunaway. You can find me at @ScottJohnson, and support the show over at patreon.com/frogpants. You can also support the show by getting stuff on the Frogpants store at frogpants.com/store. Always something cool there, video game related things as well. And frogpants.reddit.com is our Reddit page, like Brian mentioned. I think that's gonna do it. Brian, anything you'd like to add before we go?
No, Overwatch demo, do it now.
Go get it. Get your free weekend on, everyone. Whenever that happens, Brian will be there with you, noobing it up in the corner, level 2. It's going to be good. But that's going to do it for us, for me and for Brian. And until next week, have a great gaming week. We'll see you then. Boop.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.